Tonight's shiur, Simen Kuf Lamed Hey, Sif Aleph, and Sif Beis. Simen Kuf Lamed Hey, Seder Kriyas HaTorah B'Yom Sheni V'Chamishi, the order of Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday. Before we start the Shulchan Aruch, let's look at Mishnah Berurah. He has a Hakdoma. Mishnah Berurah says as follows, Kosef HaRambam Perek Yud Beis Mehilchas Tefillah. The Rambam writes in the 12th Perek of Hilchas Tefillah, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Leihem LeYisrael, Sheyikarim B'HaTorah B'Rabim, B'Shabbos, U'B'Sheni, U'B'Chamishi, B'Shachas. Moshe Rabbeinu made a takono for Klal Yisrael to read the Torah in public on Shabbos, Mondays, and Thursdays in the morning. Kedei Shelo Yishu Shlosha Yomim Belo Shmias HaTorah, they shouldn't go 3 days without hearing Torah. Ve'Ezra Tikkun Sheyikarim Gam B'Mincha B'Chol Shabbos. Ezra added, they should lay Shabbos Mincha as well. Mishum Yoshrei Kronis, because the people who are called Yoshrei Kronis, Sharetzion says, who are the Yoshrei Kronis? Sharetzion Aleph says, Heim Bali Melochis. These are people who work. Shein Len Panay Lishmur Kriyas HaTorah B'Sheni V'Chamishi. They don't show up to shul on Mondays and Thursdays because they have no time to come for Kriyas HaTorah. So for them, Ezra HaSeif was Mesakin a special Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos Mincha. Va'aruch Perish, Inchid Lo Aili Lebe Midrash, Lwagil Shayosh B'Kronos, Ayiv Ozmi Lebe Sicha. The Aruch has a less flattering definition. People who don't go to Beis Medrash, but they sit around on the corners of the city to talk and shmooze. In any event, Ezra Seif Masakin, Kriyas HaTorah, Shabbos Mincha, V'gam Hu Tikkun Sheyikarim B'Sheni V'Chamishi Shlosh Bnei Adam, he also is Masakin, that when we lay on Monday and Thursday, which was Moshe Ben Estakana, they should lay in 3 Aliyahs. V'lo Yikru Pachas Me'asar P'sukim, and he also added that you don't do less than 10 P'sukim. In Moshe Rabbeinu's time, and it's Mashma, not just Moshe's time, Moshe Rabbeinu's time is all the way through Ezra, the takana wasn't that you should dafka have 3 aliyahs. For Sheyikra saw psukim dafka or lain time psukim. That was his takana. Ezra serves Masakin that they should have 3 aliyahs, 3 oilim, and 10 psukim. Obishami Isa, the Yushami says, Moshe Tikkunim Yisrael, Sheyikarim Batar B'Shabbos Yomtev U'Brosh Chodesh B'Chol Shamoid. Moshe Rabbeinu is Masakin to Klal Yisrael, they should lay in the Torah on Shabbos Yomtev U'Brosh Chodesh B'Chol Shamoid. Mevi'u HaRif, Perek HaKoy Omeid, the Rif quotes this in Perek HaKoy Omeid, V'Cheinu Baram and Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Ches, and it's in the Ram and Perek Yud Gimel. Siv Aleph, B'Sheni U'B'Chamishi U'B'Shabbos Mincha, Karen Shlosha. Mondays, Thursdays, and Shabbos, Mincha, we have 3 aliyahs. Ein pechsin mehem ve'ein moysin aleim, not less than 3, not more than 3. Ve'im haftim benovi, we don't have a haftar in the novi. V'amo adds, v'mohayu shnei chasanim beis ha-knesses, if you have 2 chasanim in shul, ve'hem yisrael, they're both yisrael, mutu lehoysif lekois revi, you can add a 4th aliyah. Tidatu havi kiyontif shemutu lehoysif, for them it's a yontif, an yontif lada be moysif. So mamele, since for them it's a yontif, it could be moysif. V'nir du'adin l'shnei bali bris, it would seem that the same should be true if you had 2 bali bris. The yontif shalahem, who's their yontif, because come on, simetav kuf nuntes, we learn simetav kuf nuntes. V'din Shabbos v'yontif, ayin l'kamon v'yishim 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 yontif goes, look in the beginning of simetav v'yishim v'yishim, we talk about adding aliyahs there. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Aleph, B'Sheni B'Chamishi, on Mondays and Thursdays we lain, B'Shachris, in the morning. V'avte b'di'evet kol yom zmani, even though b'di'evet you could lean all day. Mikol makom l'chadchila mitzvah l'haktim. However, l'chadchila, the mitzvah is to have it early in the morning. Sifkatan beis ve'ein mosifin aleim. There are 3 aliyahs and we don't add. Why not? Mishum b'di'evet malach l'am. Because people have to get to work and we don't want to deprive them of their opportunity to get out. So we don't want to add another aliyah. V'gam ein maftirin mitam zan. That's why there's no haftarah either. Sifkan Gimel Mutu Lahoisa, but if you have 2 chasanim or 2 bali bris, so then you could add Kadesh Yuchl Shneim Alos Atar, they should both be able to get an aliyah. Uladina, as far as Aloha Lamaisa, Kasra Achorim, the Einu Agin Kain. The Achorim would say, we do not do this. The Kolshkin, the Inin Bali Bris, Pavadi, and the Nakin, certainly when it comes to 2 bali bris, we're not going to do this, and we're not going to add more than 3 aliyahs to squeeze everyone in.
Would we move a coin out?
Oh, so that's a bigger shaila. Can we ask the coin to step out in order to give the 2 chasanim? And that's a discussion later on. You see from the way he writes that it wasn't an eitzah. He doesn't give that eitzah. He says, make it a hasafa. He doesn't say to send the coin out. Seif beis. Makom shem afsikin v'shabes v'shachris shem koin b'mincha v'sheni v'chamisha v'shabes v'ba'ah. Where we conclude Shabbos morning is where we pick up for Shabbos Mincha, and we do the same thing for Mondays and Thursdays and next Shabbos. The Mor says, in Bitlu Shabbos Achas, Kriyas HaParasha B'tzibur. If one Shabbos, they didn't lain, for whatever reason, the Shabbos HaBa'o, Kard Osa Parasha, Ima Parasha, Hashaycha, L'Osa Shabbos. The next week, they will lain the missed Parasha with the current Parasha. Come on, Sin Reish Pei, look ahead and Sin Reish Pei Beis. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dal, Vincha, L'Besheni, V'Chamishi. Where we conclude Shabbos morning is where we pick up Shabbos Mincha and Monday and Thursday. Vim Tau, and if they made a mistake, V'kara l'hashloisha kru'im, v'parasha v'shona shosei d'shua ha'ava, and they call up the first three aliyahs, the parasha of the previous week, o shoshua ha'bo la'achshuza, or 2 weeks later, imu ma'akev d'yevlo, does that ma'akev or not? Ein pisket shuva shevi deyes ha'achonim, is that looking pisket shuva who brings the different opinions. So Ataka looked in Piskei Tshuva, it's a separate sefer, and Ataka brings. Poskim said it's ma'akiv, go back, something is not ma'akiv, it doesn't make a difference, you leaned. So it's a machlekes in the Poskim. So if katan hay, im bitlu v'chulu, if they didn't lean on one Shabbos, so Mishnah Berurah says, machmas ketota v'chedoyme. Why didn't they lean? Because they got some kind of fight, and they couldn't lean. Or anything similar. So I would think something similar is a snowstorm that keeps everyone out of shul. The notes bring, if they didn't lane because they didn't have a minion, it was terrible weather, and only 8-9 people showed up to shul that Shabbos. You didn't have a minion. So the notes bring the Shai Ephraim, then you don't make up the next week. Because there's never a chi of Kriyas HaTaira, because you didn't have a minion. The Chayin Das, Rosh Lomazan Orbach, and he adds that they should just read from the Chumash. However, he brings to a special Chochmah who says that they disagree with Shair Ephraim, and even in that case, they'd mash them. See, that would be the more normal case. Not that you got into a fight and everyone disbanded, but they couldn't make it to shul. Just couldn't make it to shul. Terrible weather conditions, flooding, snow, whatever it is, and it didn't lane. So, in such a case, you'd make it up the next week. Mishnah Berurah continues, Umayri shalo karu kol yom. The case when we say we missed a week means they didn't lane all day. But if they couldn't lay in the morning, but by the afternoon, everything calmed down. If there's time to lay in the whole parsha, you could be mincha kol hasidur. That mincha they should lay in the whole parsha. You could shiva gavi and call up seven aliyas. He call yom haShabbos who's manukir because the whole day of Shabbos is time for kriya of the parsha. But let's say there was no calm at mincha. We don't lay in the following Monday and Thursday the whole parsha of the previous week, because on a weekday you can't keep people from going to work. On Monday and Thursday they'll lay in the correct laying of the next week. They won't mention the previous week. He explains the reason why he says this. And if you look there, he explains that we never push off something which is right now its Zman for something which has passed its Zman. And besides, we don't want people who are hearing to think they didn't know what's the right parasha, because they don't chap that anyone who comes to shul doesn't realize that the minion didn't lay in that previous Shabbos. So Monday and Thursday you do like the rest of the world, and you'll make it up the next Shabbos. Sifkat and Vav, if they missed one Shabbos, Shabbos Achas, then Bitlu Kama Shabbos, what about if they missed several weeks? Yesh, I'm some say the ain lukos b'Shabbos haba'o kim hasidu achon asmucha lezu, that you only lane the most recent missed parsha. One parsha you make up, that's it. The yesh, I'm others say the sarach lahashem b'tzibah kol hasidu shabitlu, you make up all the weeks that they missed laning. Umeber hagro mashma the sfirla ki hadeya rishona. From the Vilna Gaon's commentary, it would seem that it holds like the first view, that you only make up for the most recent missed parasha, but you only make up one parasha, not more than one. In the notes, though, it brings that the Vilna Gaon is machmir for himself. There was a period when he was in jail. When he was released from prison, he made up all the parashas he missed. He had them laying all the parashas that he missed the weeks that he was incarcerated. Se'if katan zayin, kriyas ha'parasha v'chulu, if 1 week they did not lay in the parasha b'tzibur, from hayushtei parashas mechubarim ba'osu Shabbos shabitlu. Let's say the week they didn't lay in was a double parasha. Das haram mins de'in mashlimin osam klal. Maramin says you don't make it up. You never find three parashios, three sidras on one Shabbos. For likras parasha achas mehen, not only to do one of them, we're not going to do either. You can't do halfway job. You can't make it up halfway. You have the same problem if you missed one Shabbos, but the next week when you come to shul is a double parasha. You have the same problem, you'll end up with three parashas. No, you can't make it up. However, the Hagos min Hogim disagrees with this, as does Eli Rabba. You always make up what you missed the previous Shabbos, no matter how many parashas it ends up being. That is the view of Magen Giborim as well. Yesh oimim, some say, if you missed parashas Vayechi, in the Kroisai in parashas Shemois, you can't make it up with Shemois. Because when you make up two parashas, it's one person's aliyah. From the end of the first Seder to the beginning of the second Seder. Kadesh Yimichubor, to attach them. They can't do that with two separate Sfarim. So you can't combine Vayechi and Shmos. Vodin, the Bekudi Vayikra, and the same thing with the end of Sefer Shmos, beginning of Vayikra, or anything like that. The Yesh Cholkin, again, others disagree, you could make it up. What difference it makes? So you combine two Sidras. So Rabbi Chaim Kinevsky said, and if you miss Zoyz HaBracha, you can't make it up with Bereshis. That you can't do. Zoyz HaBracha, the Bereshis, that you can't do. Kosev v'shulchan atzei shitim. The Sefer Shulchan atzei shitim writes, the Hanoye kein ein moichin b'yodo. That if you're mashlim from one parasha to the next, we're not going to make a mochal. Kosev b'sefer shayfayim. Ibidlu ha'kriya b'es ha'knesen achas. Shafraim writes, if in one shul they didn't learn, Verovat Sibim Beis HaKnesses, Shomu Kriyas HaTorah Beis HaKnesses Acher. So most people from that shul went to other shuls, and they heard the learning. And Tzorech HaHashem, the next Shabbos, they don't have to make it up. Avim Verovat Sibim Lo Shomu Klal, but most of the Tzibur did not hear the learning. Avbi Sheyesham Bote Knessios Acher Shakur Shomu Kedin, even though there are shuls that did learn, Nikomokim Osen Shalom Shomu HaKriya Vahim Verovat Sibim Shal Beis HaKnesses. But the place where they didn't hear the Kriya, and the majority of the Tzibur is in Shul didn't hear, they do have to go back the next week to make up what they missed and continue. Sivkon Ches, Kain Oso Parasha. So the next week they lay in the missed Parasha with the current Parasha. Vahaino Sheyiku Kaseda Ksuvois Betar. You do it in the order it's in the Chumash. Mitchila Shoshabbos Avar, Va'achar Shoshabbos. You start with the previous Shabbos first, then move on to the current Shabbos. V'atam kosev shalom, and he explains, kimes Moshe Rabbeinu, ova shalom niskin likos ha-Torah v'pash yoseah, u'lashim v'chulo. V'atam Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a takona, to read the Torah with its parashios, and mashlim, k'dei l'hashlimu lo'om mitzvahs ha-chukim, in order that everyone should know all the mitzvahs ha-chukim, so you should go through the entirety of Torah, and in order, the issue is to have it done in order, not to do it skipping around, and when we make it up in the correct order, first parasha first, second parasha second.